This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on the Los Angeles living wage move might be a game changer for some. Lower wage workers might not be reading the paper, but it won't take long before the word gets to everyone that Los Angeles, the nation's second largest city, just took a giant leap forward by almost unanimously passing an ordinance to raise wages from $9 per hour where they stand now to $15 by 2020. They joined Seattle, San Francisco, and Emeryville, California in the Bay Area moving the needle forward. For some, and maybe for many, this could be a game changer. Besides raising wages, the LA move knocks down some other barriers as well. The wage is indexed to inflation, so even after 2020, it will keep giving and stay up with the economic times. There might just be a knife, or at least a pinprick, as well in the heart of the tip regime for servers, which would be huge in changing the culture of the workplace for restaurants, coffee houses, and similar locations. California is one of a minority of states, 8 to be exact, that do not allow a sub-minimum or tip credit wage, so literally all boats will rise to $15 rather than just some. The restaurants are already whining that they want to be able to add a service charge to help pay for the increase. And if they are successful, that will be an even deeper plunge into the heart of the servile versus service tipping culture, because the customers will get the message even more clearly that they're being asked to directly pay the wages of the restaurant's workforce. Only the rich and Hollywood big spenders are going to willingly agree to essentially pay twice. This is almost as exciting as living wages. Will it cost jobs? Will it raise prices? My answer would be maybe but. Most studies have established that the job loss numbers will be minimal to marginal. In places dominated by the service industry, they can't move, so they have to stay where the customers are. In other lower wage jobs, like small manufacturing, warehousing, and the like, most of them have already moved out of LA into the Imperial Valley or Nevada, where land costs are cheaper. Others need to be close to the port corridor, so for them it's location, location, location as well. The more interesting question for Los Angeles and other cities that take the plunge will be the impact on wage compression, as it's called. Will wages between $9 and $15 also rise up towards the $6 number in coming years in order to hold on to valuable staff that are now being paid $10, $12, or $14 an hour and told to like it, and they're lucky not to be at $9? This will be an important and interesting fight for labor in Los Angeles, so well worth watching. That's jobs, so how about pricing? The nice thing about an area-wide increase like this one is that everyone is in the same stew, so there's no competitive disadvantage to raising prices to reflect real costs as opposed to the problem that places like our own Bear Grinds Coffee House face. The fact that we're fair trade only and therefore pay a premium for our coffee that is many multiples higher than all of our competition does not mean that we can charge the true price for a cup of coffee. In Los Angeles, prices will rise to some level, but luckily, they're rising in reaction to wages rather than this being Buenos Aires, where prices are rising and wages are stagnant. We could all live with this, and in fact, in New York, Sydney's, London's, and elsewhere, that prices seem sky high while people continue to stream in proves something as well. The Lakers and Dodgers might not be all that anymore, but the Los Angeles City Council is a team worth watching and rooting for. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.